There is horrible stuff coming out of Israel today, Rolene. Give us the background story as to what happened.
Well, the whole country is in mourning as news broke this morning that 19-year-old Dvir Sorek, they're calling him an off-duty soldier, but he actually wasn't. He was a student at a yeshiva who was actually registered for the army, but unarmed, not in uniform. He had returned from buying a present for his rabbi, and he actually bought his rabbi a David Groisman book. And he was found stabbed just outside Gush Etzion early hours of this morning. And there's still investigation pending whether or not this was an attempt at kidnapping. So the investigation at the moment is still under gag order and will be for quite a while. But the details that have been made public is that the IDF are combing the town of Beit Fajr in the West Bank. They've also brought in extra manpower, and they're on a massive manhunt for the perpetrator, for the terrorist who killed this 19-year-old yeshiva student, who will be laid to rest tonight at 8 o'clock. And it's one that we will watch. And as we approach the elections next month, this is becoming a bit of a polarizing subject from both sides. Condemnation, maybe it's the government's policy of settlements, others saying the government are not hard enough. But we will watch this as the story unfolds and as more details are made available to the public. But a horrendous, horrendous start to the day today in Israel.
Yeah, that's very clear to me, Rolene. What's also very interesting to me, two very different responses to this story. The one is Hamas and Islamic Jihad, who have praised this as a heroic event. I mean, the mind just boggles that even how you would want your freedom based on the body of a 19-year-old. But anyway, that's one thing. And the second one is Netanyahu, who is now using this apparently as some sort of a reason to push for Israeli sovereignty in the West Bank. So the fallout is happening, that is for sure, on both sides.
But I think the responses on both sides are quite predictable. You know, we know what we're dealing with elements like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. These are terror entities whose very charters are built on the genocide, sure, the murder, the destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. And we saw evidence of that on Friday with the waving of swastikas alongside Palestinian flags on our border, and then the appeal from Hamas not to use it, not because it's wrong or because it states their true intention, but, you know, perhaps the occupation will use it against us. That was their rationale. And on the other side, we do have Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is in the political fight for his political life, and has said as well today that his government will be a right-wing government, and he will use or whatever he has at the moment to try and bolster his chances in next month's race. At the moment, it's predicted that the only person who's really ahead in the polls is Avigdor Lieberman, the kingmaker, who's the only party really to fare better in these upcoming elections than in the ones in April.
Yeah, I kind of saw a couple of articles talking about the possibility of him being prime minister, and the mind just boggles. I mean, really?
Never a dull moment here. Really? I think we're going to have a scenario where we have musical prime ministers. It sounds ridiculous, but it could happen.
It could indeed. Tell us very quickly the latest updates with regard to the alleged rape in Cyprus.
Well, guys, does this get just more and more ridiculous by the day? But today's latest update is that the lawyer for the 19-year-old British girl, whose name we still don't know, he has quit.
Oh,
he has quit, citing a huge disagreement with his client. We don't know what the disagreement is about. I mean, I'm the biggest koch. I would love to know what they are disagreeing yeah. about. But apparently, he says not to read into it whether or not he thinks his client is guilty or not, which, of course, we're all reading into it whether or not he thinks his client is guilty. But apparently, this disagreement has come over the defense, and he has summarily quit. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm cooking. I need to know the details, and we're going to watch this one very closely as well to see what transpires there and if any of these details will be made public.
Raleen, we're going to carry over the story of the Salesforce acquisition until Monday because we've run out of time. But as always, thank you so much for your time, for your insights. Shabbat shalom. And yeah, may it be peaceful in Israel. That's for sure.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, Kath. Shabbat shalom, Simon.
Thank you,
and to all the listeners. And God bless.
Thank you, Ra.